Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
Yeah, so Isak is the most expensive signing in Premier League history, so I think you've got to play him. You've got to play these guys. They've bet the house on these guys, and they're only going to lose value if they're not playing.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
League of Ireland Football
on off the ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds, you might just sum up your feelings at the end of 90 minutes.
I look absolutely thrilled. I thought we'd done a professional job going on tonight's performance. Typical us, we go ahead and then we concede. But I thought we were calm and everything, and I thought there were some outstanding performances. Outstanding performance, James Clark Ross Tierney, you know, as well as the way the lads defended. I was looked delighted for them. We've had a tough year, you know, started poorly, middle was all right, and then the last quarter has been up and down. But to finish fourth from where we were last year, finishing eighth to fourth, I'm delighted for everyone and everyone involved with the club, from Jimmy Dignan, Pat Fennan behind the scenes, even, you know, Matt Devaney, all of them, you know, the work that goes in, the people don't see. And, you know, I was disappointed last week. I know, you know, we're 5-10 minutes from winning last week. I thought the notorious Boo Boys, I thought, had been outstanding for us and really stuck with us. They could appreciate us. But I was just disappointed with some of the elements. So, look, I hope everyone can enjoy that and, you know, see what happens next week.
Just on the game today, because it did seem there's a real intensity among your players. Every time a Drogheda player got on the ball in that first half, there was a Bohemians player right on him, getting stuck in. Like, did you feel that maybe there's a kind of a question of the team's character after last week's result, and that they had to maybe show an answer to that?
Yeah, well, look, come here, the reaction from when we were coming off the pitch last week hurt everyone, and wasn't nice. But any bad performance we've had, we bounced back with a really good one, and I was confident there. We were calm, we knew what we had to, I suppose, do, and if you don't bring that energy and compete with things, compete with Drogheda, which we found out, we come out the wrong end of it. So everything we looked for came out tonight, and it's credit to all the players. Absolutely fantastic from the get-go. Worked really hard with a good staff.
You went with the back five as well today.
Yeah, just something different, and two strikers there in Dougie and Clarkey. So, look, we just looked at different things. We felt that it worked tonight, and it did.
Just on Drogheda United, because you've obviously lost three times in this season, one penalty, but the other two goals from open play, I was saying in my commentary, both were assists from centre-backs. Is that something you were kind of warning the players of going into today's game, those attacks on the break?
Yeah, definitely. Look, come here, they're effective and they're really good, and they have a lot of good players here, you know. Like, people can talk about possession stats and all that. It doesn't wash with me. I look at Kevin's team, they're, you know, a good side and you know, pushing hard to finish top four. But we had our homework done on what we needed to be better from the last few games, and just can't credit the players enough. Absolutely top drawer.
Were you relieved that John Mountney didn't get a second yellow card?
Yeah, look, Amir, it's a good bit away from me. He gave the referee a decision to make, and obviously then we looked at it and said, right, we're not giving him another chance, just took him off. So, look, if I'm Kevin, I'm kind of questioning, going, well, why are they making the change right after? But look, that's in the history books
now.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then do you feel then, once they went down to 10, that made your job a huge amount easier?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I thought we'd get more goals than that, which we were pushing for, because we didn't know the results and wanted to be more clinical. Like, Colly Whelan came on, was brilliant there tonight. Really good at the tough year, and look, it was hard for Drogheda. They knew that, you know, they're down to 10 men, 3-1 down, and it was tough for them. But no, credit to all the boys.
James Clark, was that the performance of the season from him today?
He's had some good ones.
Yeah,
he homed in Daly Mount against Rovers, is up there, that's for sure. But brilliant, you know, really, really good, and the great character comes to these places and goes, you know, bring it on. You know, you can't have enough of those lads. So delighted for him.
Is it looking like he is going to be moving on from Bohemians this season, or
I'm not sure.
There's, like, a lot of rumour around him.
Yeah, come here. I'm sure there's interest in, you know, in here and in the UK and Scotland, but we'd love to have him. We'll try everything to keep him, and if that's good enough, great. But if it's not, like, and he moves across, as long as he doesn't stay in Ireland.
and there's a lot of Bohemian supporters now who are going to have to start cheering on their arch rivals Shamrock Rovers next week in the cup final.
I think, yeah, look, coming here, obviously that was in the back of our mind knowing that came on, but look, Rovers, we want to go and do the double, like that's their aim, isn't it? But look, we'd sit back and enjoy tonight.
And just looking at the other clubs doing so well in Europe, the likes of Shelburne and Rovers this season, as a manager yourself, Alan, is that something you've been watching, kind of thinking, I want to test myself like that?
Yeah, definitely. Look, you know, some of them get, you know, it's the draw, isn't it? If you get a tough draw, it can be challenging. But look, as a manager, you definitely want to be playing in Europe. But there's a game next week, so we'll worry about that then.
Indeed, yeah. And just for your own personal satisfaction, Alan, because there's been a lot of people maybe questioned you throughout the season. There were some Bows supporters maybe unhappy that contract extension was signed a couple of months ago. Do you kind of feel a bit vindicated now, or?
Nah, do you know what? Mentally, I'm strong, and I know. See, that stuff doesn't bother me. I trust him. What I'm doing, I trust with Stevie O'Donnell and Derek. What we where we're going with this? We finished eighth last year. We're fourth now. We know what we need, and I don't listen to the outside noise. You know, whether it's good or bad, there has been loads of good, but I don't listen to the rubbish, because you're never pleasing everyone. Some of the stuff that's going on is ridiculous. It's absolutely, you know, from the get go, they're on the players' back. That's possibly because of me. I'm not going to win them all over, and to be honest, I don't give a f*** if I win them all over. All I want to do is be successful here and get ready for next year.
12 points better off than last season as well, so that says a lot.
Sorry for cursing there. Yeah, yeah. So 12 points, yeah, but looks a big difference in where we finish in the league.
League of Ireland football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.